One, two, three, tiddly baby, tiddly baby. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
And to his praise, hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in to this Brew Happy Radio Show. I'm your host, Damien DeBizer, as the voice of beer, and with me, as always, is the amazing Ryan Fitzgerald.
Hello.
And, of course, we are joined by our good friend and sponsor.
Wait, that was how I was going to start. Hello. That's how I'm starting the show?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That's what you went with.
I know.
You interrupted John Paul's intro.
I know. That's how bad it was with my intro was so bad.
You listening to this, John?
Hi, John.
He's such a diva.
Hi there.
Hello.
Okay. It's gonna be a smoking week, and it was a smoking week.
Have you seen the map though?
Yeah, it's gonna get warm.
Have you seen the map?
What do you mean?
The wildfire map?
Yes.
Yeah.
The smoke is just barely missing us.
Barely missing us the whole time. It's getting New York City. It's missing us, though.
Not liking our chances, though. If it's anything like last year, we're just waiting our turn.
God, it was horrible. We bought an air purifier very recently for this very same reason.
Are you not going to evacuate?
No. Well, no. It's Vancouver. It's not going to catch on fire. But no, I'm
maybe that's what I need to do is move to Vancouver.
Well, you should. It's probably cheaper for you. But
I'm open.
The smoke would come into our house, and then it was also the 90 degrees. So I'm like, okay, well, either I keep my daughter's room cool or I keep my daughter's room full of smoke. So we had to bought a box fan and put like one of those just filters on it.
Yeah.
Just the big air conditioning filters just so we could filter it out.
Yeah.
It was horrible. So we bought an air purifier this year.
Ah.
Hopefully to help combat some of that. It's going to happen.
There's
going to happen.
So you can actually do a makeshift HEPA filter.
Yeah, that's, I mean, pretty much what I did.
By taking, you go to like Stark's used vacuum store.
Yeah.
And you ask them for a, tell them you need bags for a Kirby vacuum cleaner. One of the more recent models.
Yeah. Or go to Walmart.
And then I don't like giving them money. Stark is local. And then you just cut up the bag so that it expands out, and then you have it fits about a good size portion of a window.
Oh, there you go.
And then you got a HEPA filter. Those bags are made of HEPA filter, so
you just duct tape that shit.
Yeah. Normally that stuff's really expensive, but not if it's a vacuum cleaner
bag.
Yeah,
so what I have to do now is because I haven't done it yet, but I'm waiting until we get to that point where I'm just going to tape up because it's one of the standing air conditioner units, and then it has the hose that goes out for the vent.
You know, you should just
so
do.
I want to tape it up.
You should just do one of those vacuum cleaner bags around your head.
Yeah.
And then you're good. You can
filters all the nonsense that comes out of it.
Yeah. It helps. It helps with noise suppression and breathing.
Oh shit!
And you might even look better.
Hey man, how's it going? I'm moving on from your comments.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to cheer myself up. Last week was a little tough. We lost our mascot, Little Dixie. She is no longer with us. It was a tough decision, but I...
She went to beer dog heaven.
Yeah. For those of you that have been following the show, then you might remember Ross being on the show a long time ago, back in like season 2. Dixie was actually his dog. So cheers to Dixie. She's with her original owner. And my original dog, up in that doggy park up in the sky.
It's beer dog heaven. There's a different heaven for beer dogs.
I think they serve cold beer up there.
Yeah, because there's like fish dog heaven. You know, you have the fishing and trapping dogs.
What?
Right. Well, you take there's hunting dogs.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
So there's all hunting dogs. Yeah. And there's, you know, and then there's beer dogs like yours and John's dogs.
Right.
That you take to breweries and they lap up all the spilt beer. And get treats from passerbys.
I think it's a different heaven. I think for Dixie, it would be a place where she's allowed to nip at children that anger her.
Pocket burrito heaven.
Yeah, or pocket burrito heaven. Yeah,
walk by dad while he's passed out.
Maybe.
But miss her. She was sweet.
Yeah. She was a great dog. Her swishy tail will be remembered in infamy.
I had fun this weekend.
I'm glad.
I went and drank. It was fun.
That's what weekends are for. I did quite a bit of that myself.
But I went out and drank.
You went out and drank.
Like
away from the baby.
Yeah.
You had a babysitter?
No.
No.
I just went by myself.
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, Erica.
No, that's actually not true. So I got to hang out for like the first time in like, I don't know. Well, no, because I recently hung out with her at Culmination like 2 months ago, but Amanda Martin-Tully.
Oh, wow. Hey, freaking so, Amanda. How the hell is she?
She's good. She's good. She was going to give up a kidney and no longer.
She going to do that?
She's a nice person, apparently. I've been trying to tell her the otherwise for like the last 15 years, but you know. But we hung out, went to McMenamin's Annex.
Oh.
And they actually closed the street off there.
Right, you knew that. It was permanent, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting a petition for everyone to just continue to sign it,
right,
so that way it stays closed. But that whole side of the street between Paul's and Annex is closed. And then the next block over by Sandals, it's all closed off.
Yeah, you know.
It's probably one of the best decisions they could have made.
That's a real good decision.
I'm not mad about it, honestly.
No.
Seems like they're closing off Ankeny there at Burnside and Broadway.
Nobody really needs to go down that street.
There's so many other options for turning off. Yeah, that's such a better street to close off anyway, because there's no reason to take that right.
It's not a great street to turn off on.
No,
right.
It's not.
It's
dangerous for the people crossing.
It's only handy if you're one of us trying to get to
right, or if you
Al's
work,
Den.
You know the little parking spots.
Yeah.
But they had comedy down at Al's Den.
It's back
Saturday. Yeah, so it was $5 cover.
Okay.
We sat out at the Annex bar table seating outside. So like they have a bunch of canopies, bunch of tables. And it's just the whole street is just totally blocked off. So it felt amazing. It felt like this is how Portland should have had this street forever, as a big open space for gathering.
I've noticed that the last couple of times driving by. And
I mean, McMenamin's along with the other restaurants there on that street doubled their seating. So now they can accommodate, you know, more months of the year outside.
That's pretty cool.
It's really great.
And I'm all about it. As long as they keep serving good beer.
Yeah, so
it doesn't seem to be a problem for them.
No, I had the Sunflower IPA, and then I also had the Blackberry Pie Sour. That was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's the Sunflower is pretty solid. That's a regular seasonal they have every year. And run that last one by me again. You said
Blackberry Pie Sour.
Uh-huh.
It was delicious.
Was it like a Berliner Weiss? Or?
No, it was like a sour.
Okay.
It was really good.
Oh.
Very tart, very crisp. And then they closed at 11. Amanda and I, she bought a bottle of rosé, which I helped her finish. And then we...
As well you should.
Right. We walked around to Portland and bullshitted and pretended not to drink from the bottle.
Yeah, you don't want to give Amanda Martin-Tully an entire bottle to drink by herself.
No, I helped her with it.
Yeah. She gets white girl wasted easy.
Things haven't changed. Yeah, no, it's horrible.
I love her dearly. I remember though. I started doing radio with her when she was in college.
But we had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And so we'll have to try to do that. But here's the thing: is it's easy to walk through that town and forget that your outside voice is louder than your inside voice.
Oh, that's story of my life, baby.
And then you say things as people walk by, and you're like, oh yeah, they fucking heard me.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So drunk in Portland actually was not bad on Saturday.
I've definitely said some things that have both amused and embarrassed my my sober later self.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got home and then I was like, I'm going to sleep. And I slept.
And then you woke up to find something on the internet about you.
No, I remembered I had a child and she woke up too.
Oh, yes.
I was like, oh, it's too early for this shit.
Yeah. Adulting.
Yeah. But today is actually the first day since Saturday where I'm like, I'm not tired.
Hey, I
spent all day yesterday pretty much tired.
So you two have been doing the parenting gig like straight out of the gate, like full bore the whole time.
By ourselves.
No vacations.
Yeah.
Are you guys planning on doing something?
We, well,
summer's almost over.
We're going to do a beach trip for our anniversary, but we're going to take her with us.
Okay.
But I mean, that's
she's so little and docile at this age. She's
at this point,
probably good.
She's pretty quick.
You don't go anywhere with a kid for a while.
Yeah,
that's the purpose of having the kid.
No, yeah, COVID or not, still
COVID or not, you don't go anywhere until like 8 years old or something.
Now,
really,
now luckily we have
relating.
We have at least two grandparents who are close enough that could watch her for a couple hours if we wanted to go out and have dinner.
That's kind of what I was getting.
But yeah, that's not going on vacation.
That's not a vacation though. I'm not leaving her with nobody until she's like at least five.
I mean,
right.
I'm talking about
and again, that's like a grandparent.
Right.
I'm talking about
a night out. Yeah.
A first parents vacation. Your night out, or if you had a whole weekend to yourself, that's a vacation.
Well, Erica went to a wedding back a month ago and dropped off Ivy with grandparents for like 4 hours before I got off work.
Oh, I'll
and
bet so they I loved that, too.
Oh, they had a blast.
Yeah.
And being fully vaccinated, they were like, yes, please bring her.
Grandparents love
and
the
so
shit out of grandkids.
I was like,
oh my God.
I rushed over there, and they're like, don't, no hurry. I was like, no, I got to get her home. You don't understand. I have a fucking schedule. She has a routine, you guys.
What kind of beer does your grandparents drink? when they're not holding your child.
My father-in-law my father-in-law drinks Steel Reserve like it's going out of fucking business. And I'm not kidding. I swear to God. I was like, oh, the first time I ever saw him drink one, we were at the family cabin. I was like, oh, this is just, you know, something he's having up here.
Something I can find at the market.
Right.
Jesus,
he just got something.
I drank that in college when I was poor.
And then I was like, hey, I got this beer. Like, I think I brought like a Fort George IPA. And I was like, hey, I got this beer. You want to try this beer? He's like, oh, I'm not really into beer. I was like, okay. But you want to try it? And he's like, hey, oh, it's all right. He didn't like it at all.
He didn't like it. Okay. No. Well, yay. You know what? That's why we do this show.
That dude drinks Steel Reserve, and that's again my wife. If you had to, you could pay her $1,000 and drink a Fort George IPA, or for free she'll drink Rolling Rock until the sun goes down.
Okay. Well,
she will. I don't know. But what are you drinking?
I am drinking the Bohemian Pilsner, Czech style Pilsner from Culmination.
Ooh, wow!
It is their featured lager. It has definitely become a fan favorite. It is always on draft and available in cans, as per my email Monday morning email blast.
You blasted us?
Yeah, I blasted everybody along with Phaedrus IPA and some Sour Flower Power.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some of those posters. Those are good looking posters.
Yeah, they sent me home with some posters from back in the day.
One day when I have my pub shed, they'll go up there.
There's a bunch of Obscured by Clouds that are very colorful. That's a very colorful label.
I'll take
a couple of those.
John and I are drinking a beer from the Tavor drop off we had over a month ago.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That's the Upside Down Pineapple Sour. Did you get some?
A favorite of mine.
Did
no,
you get some?
No. I mean, you guys spoiled me the last time. Oh. I got to have the most of it. So, have at it.
It is interesting.
Yeah,
it feels like there's a lot of like brown sugar.
Yeah, I remember. It's too much of a jump from a Pilsner to that, and then we're going to be getting into whiskey later, and then I don't know. Yeah,
is there more beer?
There can be. I have tons of beer upstairs in the fridge.
I'll open the Pilsner.
We can do IPAs. We can do hazy IPAs. We can do juicy IPAs. We can do smoothie IPAs.
I'll probably open the Pilsner since it'll be light and go with probably what's on the table there.
Please do. Yeah, I am sending you both home with 2 4-pack.
Hand him the glass.
Four
hand
packs.
Me a
oh,
glass.
Hand him the goddamn. Not that one.
Not that one. That one.
That one.
There we go. There you go.
Also, we got these awesome cups from Topwire.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Topwire Hut Project.
So
1 year anniversary, and there's a fucking T-shirt. These are from Clean Canteen Steel Pints, and that's 18.8 food grade stainless steel.
And that's with the Wolves of People.
Wolves and
People. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're,
that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
I really like this.
They're their first anniversary beer, a farmhouse.
Yeah, BPA-free, responsibly made in China, do not freeze, do not microwave, dishwasher safe. That's always important.
Bronwyn and I went to Top Wire this past week.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you have fun?
I did.
What'd you guys do?
I had a lot of fun.
What'd you drink? I saw your pictures.
Yeah, we just went there.
You boosted up our Instagram profile for a night.
Yeah, I did. It was great. What did I drink? I did put it on Instagram.
Did you put it on Untappd?
Because no,
would be
you don't do that.
Oh damn,
asshole.
I forgot.
That's
funny. We talked about it. We talked about me doing Untappd.
Literally,
I pulled up the app.
We're literally here.
I'm so bad at this.
All
Why
the
am
time.
I so bad at it?
So I had the Top Wire IPA Volume 2 for Grains of Wrath.
Oh yum!
They're making 3 volumes of that.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I took a picture of the menu.
Oh, great job.
I also had a Sun Cup, the Wolves and People Farmhouse Brew,
mm-hmm.
which is a farmhouse saison, which is their first anniversary beer. It's a dry hop saison brewed for Crosby Hop and Top Wire's first anniversary.
There you go.
Oh.
And, of course, all the beers at the Top Wire are made with Crosby hops. And what I thought was amazing, did you see they had a Russian River beer there?
Yeah, they did. They had
Pliny the Elder.
Yeah, they had Pliny the Elder.
But that's made with
American
Crosby
Centennial and Simcoe.
Right. But made
Amarillo
with hops
Centennial
from Crosby.
And Simcoe. And yes, they are made from Crosby. Weighs in at 8%. I personally had the Pêche. It was a barrel aged
is Bravo
by
at work,
Freem.
By the way?
She's at work currently, yes.
Is she going to be home before the show's over? Because the parking lot is full.
Don't worry about it.
No. Okay.
Yeah, she's fine.
She's late later.
Yeah, yeah. And then she had the Crux Pils, which I was actually going to have first. And then I was like, I saw the Pêche, and I was like, I got to have that.
Yeah, the one with all the hops in it?
Oh, yeah.
It
was
don't have
so
hops.
Good. No, it was hops, Saz aged, Saz hops. It was so good, John.
Go.
It really was, and it still had some of that hop flavor in there that you like so much. And it had mellowed out to a point where I was like, "Damn, this is just sweet deliciousness." And it wasn't overpowering. It was subtle, and it was it was like
thanks for bringing me some
a nice light juicy drink. Well, I couldn't. I had to drink it all myself.
That's true.
Yeah.
They had cans.
Yeah, and it was nice. It was great out there at Top Wire. It was shady. It was beautiful. It was very hot. Thank God for all that shade.
It's going to be a little bit cooler.
Very dog friendly.
Yeah.
It was really nice to be around.
This
weekend
coming up.
I brought Burley.
Having all the dogs around, you know, after ours passed and, you know, just kind of like chilling in the element.
Puppies.
Yeah, you know, it's nice. It's nice. So, yeah, you know, the next dog we get, we're going to bring it to Top Wire.
Go.
Well, there you go. There's like a thousand things I want to talk about. We got to take a break though.
Yes, we do.
But I just want to thank everyone for listening wherever you listen to us. It's freaking all over the place. Just tune this on and turn us in. You know what I mean. But Google us. We're all over the place.
He wants you to turn him on.
Turn him on and
turn the show
in.
On.
Yeah.
On your favorite listening app.
There you go. We're also all over the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a freaking YouTube channel.
Just
with
Google Brew Happy.
Yeah, it's all over the place. But honestly, the thing about it is if you guys want to support the show,
mm-hmm.
go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/brewhappy.
Yeah.
Little as $5 is where you start to get you know, some nice perks, but you can do as much as you want as long as it's $1 increments, which is really great. You guys just help us out. It does really – I don't want to, like, overemphasize this. It actually really does help us out.
Yeah.
You get some really cool things. And we have subscribers from all around the world.
Yeah.
So don't feel like $1 is too little or $10 is too much. It does really help. We have, like, a $25 subscriber, and I don't even know what to do with all that money.
Yeah, we'd take 50-cent donations if the app would allow it. But the lowest is you got to do $1.
One U.S. American dollar.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great if people could be like, I'll play the Brew Happy Show for a quarter?
Yeah.
Chuck some quarters.
We're not one of those nickel and dime whores.
We're the highfalutin whores.
Give us a goddamn dollar.
God.
Which, by the way, we're going to, not that anyone else outside of the show has to know, And you'll know what I mean by this. But we have to, the three of us have to make an outing out to one of those establishments soon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to be going up to Seattle next month in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Are you
going to
be gone? Or are we doing the show without you?
No, no. I'm just going to go up there for Saturday. A day. I have I started a new job, which I'll tell you about after the break.
Oh, please do.
Along with other things about like my visit to Steeplejack, Lombard House, Chill and Phil, and some other cool things that I got to do in the last week or so. I got news.
You got things?
A little bit of brew news, a little bit of things, a little bit of adventures, a little bit of drinks and beers that I tried that I liked. Mostly Pilsners, but hey, what can I say? I'm a summer guy.
Well, and you could say is we'll be right back with some Fitz hits and messages from our friends in the Bruniverse.
Enjoy this music.
I did go to that gorgeous.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Several patios, several decks, three floors.
Wow.
I'm not trying to be your hero, cause that's ego. It's too cold for me.
I'm John Poyson. I'm the beer writer for Beer Argonian, and I listen to the Brew Happy Show because that's where I find out.
Beer mongers.
Where in this urban jungle can I find a decent craft beer?
Look, what's that off in the distance?
Distance? What distance? So conveniently located on the corner of Southeast Division and 12th?
Beer mongers.
Bottle shop and tap room.
Oh no, what's that?
Don't worry, that's just Damien rooting around in their ample selection.
So many different beers!
Beer mongers.
For more beer, call the Beer Mongers at 503-243-6012 or visit thebeermongers.com.
This is Terry from Pink Boot Society, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer. John, I need more beer.
My friend is feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me he.
I think we're going to play some more classic cuts this evening. I feel it. It feels good.
Oh, yeah?
There's kind of this haze in the air. Not just because of the fires out in Portland. Forest fires.
Yeah, that was too soon. Too soon.
Poorly timed. You're good. You're good. It feels good, though. We got lots to talk about.
We do.
You've been on adventures. John's been on adventures. Things are happening. I've got news. I've got something
good.
I do have good things to talk about.
I would like to hear them.
Not right now. In a little bit. After another break.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about your adventures because you got lots of stuff going on, man. With like, I feel. You know, it's funny. I've been listening to more podcasts lately, and I feel like.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's actually really great for me because. It makes me do this show better.
You cheating slut.
You bester. But they're funny guys, I swear to God.
What do you listen to?
I'm actually, as funny as it is this Two Bears, One Cave? Have you heard of it? I think I've talked about it before.
I've heard of it, yeah. Yeah, so, I think you have mentioned it before.
Bert Kreischer.
Okay.
And Tom Segura, who are both comedians.
Wait, Bert Kreischer is the machine. Yeah. I love that guy.
So they do a podcast from Tom's basement, and it's called Two Bears, One Cave. And it fucking kills.
They're hairy. Okay, yeah.
No, because they're thick boy nation.
Yeah.
Go to their website. You can get one. I'm sure you would want it. It's nice, beautiful. It says Thick Boy Nation. And their sweaters, they're fucking hilarious. If I were any fatter, I would buy one myself.
I don't qualify, thank you very much.
You have a bigger belly than I do. No, but compared to those guys are fat. Yeah. You're not fat.
John,
you just have a belly.
You hearing this guy?
Being honest.
Jeez.
John.
So critical.
He's not even disagreeing with me.
Guys, I get a little bit of a pooch on me, and all of a sudden I'm a bear
for a while.
A couple months.
No,
what?
That's a.
It just showed up last Thursday. What are you guys talking about?
It's just a COVID pooch.
Yeah, you know, just like it's just down to visit for the summer. It'll be gone by fall.
So I've been listening to that podcast a lot, and that's really great. Those two guys are funny, but
okay.
It gives me a little bit more sometimes to think about what we do on this show, and that's nice. So that's good. But anyway, well, it's good to listen to other people's shit too. If I always listen to just this
that's
shit.
That's how you learn.
Well, I would never be any better at this job.
Right. You have to take in everything and use what you can.
Although,
I can appreciate that.
Yeah. The only thing I think we should do differently is, like on that show, they do videotape it.
Yeah.
But then they have a TV up to watch clips because they'll just bullshit talk.
Uh-huh.
And that's fucking money to
you
watch.
You need a whole nother technician for that.
Yeah, I would have to not do the job that I'm doing. I would have to have someone else do it.
I'd rotate into that seat where you're at.
It would be tough.
And then you'd rotate over to that one.
Yeah.
We could probably figure that out.
I don't know who would host that fucking show.
We could do that.
Wouldn't be us because we'd be so fucking busy.
John would have to do it. John, you'd have to be the host.
Yeah, what am I hosting?
You'd host the Brew Happy Show.
Oh, that was another show.
No, do you want to do another show?
That's where it's different.
He was talking about a show we were watching.
No,
he's
talking about upgrading our current show
we don't need to do any of that.
I think it'd be a lot of
fun.
Watch
TV
but the problem is now the problem is though our no, we're not going to do that because our purpose is to go out and drink beer, and a lot of those are in places. We're not bringing that whole fucking setup. Because they just sit in the studio. They just go to the studio. They have an in fucking house studio. Which,
yeah, we do
but
too.
We're going out to breweries and pubs and taverns.
Maybe. One day.
We can do more. We just got a couple people. Tell them to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, guys, come on.
Yeah, contact them. Don't wait for them to contact us.
Anyway, you were talking about some adventures.
Yeah.
And you're doing some things. New job.
So, yeah, I've been doing the project management for Culmination for almost a year now. And it's been just
all the expansion.
One project after another. It started with the tent. It's supposed to be a little tent. Just a little bit of shade. Just give the little patio a little bit of shade. Just a little bit of shade,
then
guys.
COVID hit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go on the internet and look at the patio tent at Culmination and tell me that's a little tent. Oh, my goodness. And then it was just like, well, retrofit after retrofit and customization.
And then we put a heater in.
And then we put heat
in. And then we put misters in.
Then misters, yeah. All the stuff.
The kitchen went in.
Yeah, the kitchen went in. The canning line.
The side room.
The side room.
The side room, actually.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We have to actually go
in. You've been paying attention. Thank you.
I have like an elephant's
It's like you've
memory.
Been on the show.
No, but I remember it.
You have an eidetic memory.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
It pisses my wife off. Because I can't remember to go downstairs and vacuum, but I can remember shit I did like 3 years ago on our first date or something crazy. Fucking. Not 3 years ago. It's been like nine. But
that's amazing.
Point. Anyway, yeah, my memory isn't stupid. But anyway, so you've been doing some crazy project shit.
Yeah.
And it looks great over there.
Thanks. I appreciate
Not
that.
Not just you, but
yeah,
in
they,
general.
Now they still have the glycol loop that they want to improve over there. But so they had 5 tanks that were going to come over, and the cost of shipping just skyrocketed. So now these tanks
so
are
bad.
Just like in this holding pattern. And the glycol loop has been deprioritized. And
where are the tanks coming from?
Now, much like my carpentry job, things are in suspension. So they moved me into sales. I'm sorry, John, what?
Where are the tanks at?
Oh, they're in China.
They're not China. Yeah, everything's...
Yeah. They're in China.
Good luck getting stuff out of China.
Yeah, it was going to be five...
Yeah,
Yeah, five to ship them over, and now it's like
never happening.
Yeah.
No, it's happening eventually.
Yeah.
One day. Yeah. Eight this calendar year.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. So sales.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be working with Columbia, who bought out General.
It's like a long time ago.
General Distributors a few years ago.
Yeah.
And then that was who Culmination originally signed with.
Right.
And so, you know, they do their own distribution up in Washington. So right. I'll be doing Seattle runs.
Culmination does?
Once or twice a week.
No.
Or once or twice, not a week. Once or twice a month.
Columbia.
No, Culmination.
Culmination does
self-distribute.
Yes. In the state of Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for that.
Columbia does the Portland side. And then everything outside of Portland, they abbreviated.
Are you guys, I thought you guys, he was working with Day One.
They do stuff, I think.
Small package?
Small package stuff. You want that?
Yeah. Like Lanaki?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like collabs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, I'm just learning, you know, my legs about it. I did a little bit of marketing over at Rogue, and, you know, I did rap a lot with the sales guys over there. And I've had other sales jobs before, but this is a little bit of a different animal. But you know, it's obviously a product I can get behind because
I
drink it all the time. I know Tom, and I know that you know his stamina for quality. And yeah, you know, I like the stuff that comes out of there. So you know.
It is good shit. This Pilsner I'm drinking from is excellent.
Philosophically, it feels like it might be a conflict of interest, but I really like their beer, so it's like, whatever.
Wait, it's not a conflict of interest if you're selling.
True.
How can it be a conflict? It'd be the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Anyway. Yeah, so it's a very time consuming job. Lots of emails, lots of back and forth with people about beer orders. People in Washington are excited about Culmination Beer. We're still around.
Vancouver's a nice area. Yep. Lots of places.
Yeah, so we're gonna be hitting up doing some runs up there to Washington, and you Washingtonians, you look out because Phaedrus is coming your way along with some hazies and some Bahamian Pilsners.
Hopefully at Thirsty Sasquatch.
Oh yeah, and then they got Songs of Unreason coming out, which is another IPA that I'll be telling you guys about more as time marches on. But I want to tell you guys about some of my visits. I went to Steeplejack, which just recently opened. We've been covering their progress for quite a few months now. And, you know, they bought this old dilapidating church off of Broadway.
It's beautiful.
And it is beautiful. It does have, you know, as noted, a big steeple. And I don't think they needed a Jack or that they have anybody named Jack even working for them. So but yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful church. They did a great job restoring it. I got a whirlwind tour by Billy. And thank you so much. That was just really cool. I wound up chatting up some folks in line who tagged along with me on the tour. I didn't actually know them. They just started following me because they saw things were happening around me. And but we got to go downstairs and see where the brewery is. They have a bunch of tanks in this enormous walk-in cooler that. Single jacket tanks that feed the entire bar system. So they have a tank for all of these different beers of their own that they make, and then you know obviously they have guest taps as well. And then they have a you know a tank farm that's visible over where I think the direction the pews used to face, and. Yeah, right where the Reverend, you know, would make the magic happen, the spiritual magic happen. And so that's kind of where the spiritual beer magic happens. And, you know, they kept the, you know, the big stained glass window. It just was shining in the day that I went in there, and very angelic and beautiful use of space. They have a small kitchen, but they can do a lot out of that little kitchen that they have down there. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, suggest going and checking it out, getting some sandwiches. Yeah, I think we got to go. I got to bring you guys all down there.
I had already been down there.
You had
a whole run of foods.
You
stuff.
Had. And I won a hat, guys. Check it out.
You do. You're wearing it.
Here we go. Pretty neat.
I actually won two hats. So I was almost all the way out the door, and then I remembered one of the guys that I was in line with handed me a bunch of these tickets for a raffle. On his way out, he was like, I'm not going to – he's like, are you going to be here for a while? And I'm like, yeah, I'm not – I'm going to do a tour. I'm going to do all this. He was the one that didn't stick around. He took off and handed me all these tickets, and I'm almost all the way out the door into the truck. And I'm like, wait a minute. What are all these tickets in my pocket for? Oh, that's right. And then I went inside to ask about it, and I realized that I won two hats. So I got this one because I really like the style of the one that I'm wearing. You'll see it in the Instagram pictures. And then I gave the other one away to one of the three people left that had been participating in the raffle but had forgotten completely about it like I did.
Right.
So I just passed on the love, and I want to thank you again, Steeplejack, for a really great time. And thanks for the hat. Very stylish.
Cheers.
Yeah, little shade.
Yeah, you know who never forgets about a raffle?
Shade for my brow.
This guy.
Oh, you do like a raffle.
If someone, you know, it's got to be reasonable for ticket price. Or
yeah.
If it's like one of those ones, like you get a raffle ticket upon entry because you're here. Or once you buy a beer, here's a raffle ticket. Like that, I get that kind of. But it's like when you get to that, like, well, it's a $10 raffle. I'm like, I'm not buying a fucking raffle ticket. Dollar, $5, sure. But like when it comes to raffles. I don't forget shit.
No, you don't.
I'm like, when's the raffle happening? Like, in 15 minutes. And, like, now 11 minutes has passed. Like, hey, when's that fucking raffle happening?
You are a formidable trivia person.
I also.
Opponent. You're somebody you want on their team.
Right.
I want you on my team.
Right.
We should do, like, a Brew Happy trivia team.
Once they get back to doing that.
But with you on our team.
Right.
I think we've done trivia on the show before.
Between my memory and John being,
it ends well for you.
Over 100 years old,
yeah.
And seeing a few things.
Uh huh.
We're gonna have that team unlocked.
And those sports trivia.
Yeah, he knows
sports. Backwards or forwards. Yeah.
He knows the U.S. presidents by first name because he met them all.
Ego and geography, geography.
Oh yeah, because he's been almost everywhere.
That's true too.
Yeah.
You know what you know? Classic and unforeseeable toys that no longer make the market.
Yeah, yeah. 80s, 90s references.
Let me tell you about Legos, you guys.
Movies, celebrities, music, all kinds of stuff.
Classic porn.
Very, very rich. Porn? What? I don't even use porn.
The black and white stuff.
No, classic sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
No. What? Classic porn.
Have you seen some of the stuff they used to use? It's horrible.
Okay.
It's horrifying. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
By the way, I had the Saison First Class.
What kind of toy is that?
At Steeplejack. It was delicious.
Was it really?
First thing on their beer menu.
French Kiss.
No, First Kiss.
First Kiss, you're right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only one they've made so far.
But I don't think they would mind if you used the little tongue on the glass on the rim of the glass, John. So, you know, I mean, if you're feeling very, you know, friendly.
Anyway, what else?
It was very good.
Tell
Saison.
Us more about your adventures.
Okay, so I also visited Lompoc House this weekend. And
wait, what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was this weekend, just a couple days ago. Yeah, and I hung out with Brian Koch, who I've seen at festivals. We bumped, you know, into each other from time to time. But it was really great to be able to sit down and have a pint at Lombard House. Normally, you know, in the past, back when I used to live out here in St. John's, the last time, I was more of a, I don't know, not as, I'm not, I wasn't the bright person in the room. I was more like hanging out in the corner. But this time I hung out right there at the bar. We all watched Uncle Buck and I got to talk to some people there who, you know, about the movie, and it was great. Yeah, they had some great stuff. I had the Ruse Rice Lager, and they have their patio hopping. So if you guys are in the St. John's area, you need to check out Lombard House. It's a great little pub, and it looks like a house. It looks like a little house. It's like a house you would want to go hang out at. And then on my way home, I stopped by Chillin' Phil, and holy shit. So let me tell you guys.
That place is insane.
It is. It is, especially now, because all during COVID, they took this yellow tape. I talked about this last year. They took yellow tape, and I was super bummed because they did this like 3 days after we had moved in to our house. I drive by Chillin' Phil, and they're up there on the ladder doing it, and they put tape over the chill part, and just so it just said Infill. Infill. So I could infill all I wanted, but no chill, which broke my heart. But we can chill there now, and I think the other businesses in the building must have gone tits up because they took over all the rest of the space in there. It looks like it would be just the little tap room that you remember with some doors in the back. And then you just continue through the back, and it opens up into an area, which then opens up into another area, which then opens up into a patio.
And then you go to Narnia.
Yeah. Like, I was...
Jesus.
Yeah. They had some TVs back there. They had, you know, table tennis. It was just... It was amazing.
Too much.
So much space.
Too much.
So I had the Wayfinder Hellas, and it was great. I was very impressed with their expansion. So they're going to be doing very well for the remaining years that they stay open.
We didn't tell you what happened.
No,
we didn't, because we didn't want you to feel bad.
Oh,
and now you're going to feel bad.
Why? Why am I going to feel bad?
But see, here's the thing: is after the fact, is the thing is that we found out that you went and did all this stuff without us. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. Mm-hmm. But last week we didn't do the show, mm-hmm, for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
right. And then you went to Steeplejack.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
A few days later, because I needed a holy moment.
Right, but that night you said, no, we're not doing a show, and I said okay, and so I said, John, you want a beer?
Oh.
And he said, yeah, I want a beer. So we went down to Trapdoor in Vancouver, and then we went to the Thirsty Sasquatch.
Oh, they just started doing live music. Trapdoor.
We weren't. Okay, but that's not what we were there for.
Oh,
but anyway, we went to Trapdoor and had I had a Grisette, and John had an IPA.
Who's the Grisette by?
Trapdoor.
Oh,
they only have Trapdoor beers at Trapdoor.
Oh, okay.
And then we walked over to Thirsty Sasquatch, and I had a Matchless IPA, and what was the other one I had?
Nice.
Was that the lager too? The Mexican lager from Wander?
Okay.
No.
I don't remember.
I can't remember. Anyway, we had a couple great beers there at Thirsty Sasquatch. The back patio was rocking.
Yeah.
It was nice. And John smoked a cigar because I told him he could.
There we go.
He forgot.
That's
He's
what
like,
I
oh,
do,
yeah.
I smoke cigars.
I got to go get one. He walked out and come back in.
I got a good story about Thirsty Sasquatch.
Oh. Yeah.
So we pulled there Saturday, right? And we're always late.
This is 2 days ago? 3 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Okay.
Because I work till sunset.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You're a hardworking man. Mondays.
So. Except on Mondays. And so we go in there late, but they're open late, no problem. I pull there about 9:30-ish or something like that, and I look up on the board, and they have a Kolsch from Gaffney, which is in Cologne, Germany.
Right.
And it was my favorite distillery when I went to Cologne.
Oh.
Because I went to like six of them there, and that was my favorite distillery. I went, oh my God, you got Pilsner from there in a little six barrel? Yes, and I went up there, I saw it, and it says just on tap. I went up there, and I go, you got that? And you go, no, we just blew it.
Oh.
I said, what? She goes, yeah, it was really weird. We blew something like in a day. But it was Saturday.
It was a sixth.
Crazy-ass day. Okay, here's some fight. So then we go back, and I get something else. So we're having
got a half barrel of that.
Cigars and stuff. And
probably
pretty soon, the guy comes up that I know, and he goes, oh, hey, I want to tell you, I made a mistake. I put the wrong beer on for the Pilsner. They put on a Cerveza Negro.
What?
So it's a dark beer.
Yeah.
It's a little darker.
Very obvious.
And he goes, no one knew it. They just kept buying the Pilsner, thinking it was Pilsner, right? And he says,
I'm putting the Pilsner on right now. I was able to get the Pilsner I wanted.
How was it?
It tasted very similar. The difference is I could tell the freshness part.
Right.
It was very, very similar, but you could just see there was an extra little bit of freshness from the German.
Oh, yeah?
But it was pretty good. It was pretty funny, so I was able to... that was pretty funny, have a drink. And he goes like, it's really weird no one called me.
Yeah, that would be weird.
But here's the thing is, it's not a beer nerd place.
No. Oh, Trapdoor isn't?
No.
No.
No. Thirsty Sasquatch.
I'm sorry, Thirsty Sasquatch.
Yeah, they have beer, but they're more into like drinks and other things.
Cocktails.
Cocktails. So a lot of the people there
like
are just going to go,
I've been there.
Oh, weird ass Pilsner. No, what you haven't. It? You haven't.
Wait, I haven't been to Thirsty Sasquatch?
Not this Thirsty Sasquatch.
You've only been maybe once or twice, and the last time you were there, it was a hole in the wall. Now it is a hole in the city. They've taken over the next three buildings over. It's huge.
It's huge.
Now, here's what I will tell you.
And they changed their drinks.
Oh, drinks. The tap menu is a little bit better.
They got a room of pinball machines.
Oh. They make their own pizza there.
Yeah.
We got to go.
I like pizza.
Maybe we should talk to the owner, see if we can do a show there.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Anyway, though, we were there. We're having beers.
Okay.
And John goes, ah, yeah. Give me a Glencairn glass of that Dictator. And she's like, which one? He's like, is that one? So and this is like, what, this barrel-aged rum?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, barrel-aged Dictator, 12-year-old rum.
Okay.
It was amazing.
They have good stuff there.
They have some
good
stuff there.
I guess they have Mescal, real good Mescals there.
Yeah.
They have scotches.
The roots, the is it, was it the roots?
They have the roots there.
What's that? That liquor, it's the vodka, the elderberry vodka and the blackberry vodka. They have some really good stuff.
Yeah, they have to because it's a drink place.
Right.
But it's rocking. The place rocks and it don't fan out at 10 o'clock.
No,
it's going
there.
Strong.
Yeah. It's good shit. So we did that. That was fun. Sorry we didn't invite you, but you wanted to stay home.
I can only go out to so many
places
at
once.
And there were only two hookers, not three, so you've been out a lot.
Wow, guys, bringing it back to that joke.
And one was like an original OG lady
the
of joke the night.
Chose.
Kind of
yeah.
So okay. Worked for John.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
We're blind. We went braille.
I think it's worth mentioning since you guys brought
go to Thirsty Sasquatch?
Yes. Yeah, we are going to go to Thirsty Sasquatch.
And I always bring the dog. The dog's a rock star.
Yep.
And I'm considered their regulars.
Yeah.
See, Cheyenne and Justin.
And we should check out Trapdoor as well. Maybe we'll catch them during some live music.
Well,
they're
open till
10. Show up.
Yeah. It's pretty good. They're open till 10. They also allow dogs.
Okay.
I go there with dog too.
Yeah.
And they're right across the street from like the biggest weed store in Washington.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you bring your dog, I'm gonna hug it all night.
There you go.
So we got. It sounds like we all had a very interesting week.
Now, I don't...
Couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, hey, I just this news article came across my feed the other day.
I
thought I would talk about it and see your guys' thoughts, because I know John's opinion is going to be very strong about this.
There we go. I got opinions.
Now, this is not my news segment. This is not the something good.
Okay.
This is just a news segment, and it happens to pertain with alcoholic beverages. And this is reported by CNN Business News. The hard seltzer craze has come to an end.
Yeah, I don't believe that person.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
I knew he would say. The once unstoppable growth of hard seltzer has gone flat. That warning is coming from Boston Beer and the creator of Truly Hard Seltzer, which said that the popularity of the low-calorie drink has faded. Boston Beer founder Jim Cook said that the hard seltzer category and overall beer industry were softer than he had anticipated. He added that he seemingly ended the arrival of new seltzer brands is causing consumer confusion and fewer people are trying the once hot beverage because it's oversaturated. And you will agree.
Yeah, he's losing market share.
Right. By a lot.
Yeah.
The article goes on to talk about how the sales and the shares have dropped substantially, but they overestimated the growth of hard seltzer category in the second quarter and the demand for Truly, which negatively impacted the volume and earnings for the quarter and the estimates.
That's a awesome beer company.
Yeah, so the Truly brand. But here's the thing about it, is it also goes down to talk about White Claw, the market there, and some of the other brands that are in there, and the impact actually is 20% less than the previous year.
I believe they are doing that because it's being taken over by some small market people.
Truly's flavor profile has blossomed to nearly 30, ranging to the iced tea
30.
Fruit punch categories, but still a lot lower than it had originally thought. But here's the thing is, and just to kind of go off of our previous conversations, I don't think it's really slowing down, but there is an oversaturation of companies making
there are.
The shit.
Yes, because it's easy and it's quick.
Right.
And it's cheap and you make a lot of money.
Now, so, I don't drink the big brand stuff. I'll drink like Two Towns, which is Seek Seltzer. That stuff that comes from a local brewery, I'll drink their seltzer.
I drink Brothers Cascadia seltzer.
Their stuff is amazing too. Seattle.
Combination's going to be making some.
Yeah, Seattle Cider Company has made some seltzer as well. So you know it's easy to make. But I'm seeing cider makers make better seltzer than beer makers.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I've had some really good ones from breweries as well, though.
Yeah. But yeah. Culmination was going to do a line of seltzers under, I think, the Aura brand name, but I don't know. Some winery has that name for a small run. Mm-hmm. It's not worth fighting them.
So you pick another name.
I'm just going to pick them another name. They're not even off the ground with it yet, so.
It'll happen in great fashion.
Yeah, they're just dialing in the recipes. They've come out with some. I've been to some of the tastings. Really nice. Really nice stuff, actually.
John, do you have any more beer adventures over the week before we go to a break?
Well, I was in Vegas, and it was 100.
Because we didn't talk about that.
21 on the road there.
You told me about your beer adventure.
Yeah, but what was neat is they're bringing in breweries like crazy in the Main Street area.
Yeah.
Modern Time is going to open a brewery down there.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Revision from Tahoe.
Well,
they're going to open because they both distribute a lot of cans as it is.
They do some really good stuff.
And they distribute in Las Vegas as it is. So, same with Modern Time. So, it's just they're bringing it to the people more. They're going to open their own tap rooms. They're open. They're giving them, they're in the bad part of town, but they're popping these tap rooms up. Like, I went to three new breweries since the last time I was there.
That's not surprising. Revision sells really well in all the tap rooms and bottle shops that I've worked for.
Yeah, even up here, and it sells even better south because it's good hazies.
And then they love to celebrate their community.
Yeah, so Vegas keeps picking up more and more stuff all the time. So, And some of the old ones that were sort of stagnant have closed down there.
Yeah.
Some of the, so, brewers are moving around, things are happening.
Yeah. I'm starting to look to Vegas for like a meetup spot for like reunions and stuff.
Whose reunion?
I was just going to get the siblings together, some of the family.
That's not a bad place.
It's cheaper to get everybody to fly into Vegas.
You're damn right.
Yeah. And then.
Yes.
I mean, it's not cheaper to stay there, but it's cheaper to get there.
You know what?
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. Because here's what you deal is people, it's about casinos or not. If you stay at a Marriott, first of all, they're reasonable and there's no resort fees.
Right. Oh, that's true.
See, and they're not right on the strip, though.
Yeah.
Right? But boy, they are.
And we have the family friends
discount.
You get
the friendly friends. So it's like, and I know a Marriott really close to the strip.
Oh.
It's not on the strip.
Oh.
It's but
right off the strip.
It's not that far.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yes. No, it's a good one to go to because you're no resort fees.
Yeah.
And you're close to the strip.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and no car rental there. I'll just, I'll gladly take a lift.
Yeah. Hoof it.
You don't believe it or not, I had a customer down there. He said the taxis were half the price of Lyfts and Ubers.
That's even better.
Yeah. And he's an Uber driver.
Yeah.
He goes, that's what he does for a living. And he goes, oh, my God, the Ubers are so much. I took a regular taxi because the taxis had set fees.
Yeah.
They don't make their own,
I love taxis. They always know where the hell they're going. The Lyft drivers, every Lyft I've ever gotten in,
It's somebody that has just started doing it 2 weeks ago, and they thought it'd be a great way to learn the city.
But here's the different thing is they're following a map where the cab guys know how to
Well, it's different in Portland, too, than it is in Vegas. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Vegas, there's literally just one or two streets. Portland, there's like 700.
True. Yes. But anywhere, if you're a cab driver, you know your city. That's
And that can be a bad thing, though.
Hey, speaking of cities,
what?
Seattle.
Whoa!
Just came over the wire.
Yeah? What are they saying to you?
Seattle Cider Summit. This coming September, the 10th and the 11th. Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th at Lake Union Park is live in-person festival. It's happening.
Here we go.
Whoa. Cider Summit.
So we're not zooming in for this experience and all just collectively getting the same beer.
It's outdoor, so you're not having to worry
as
much. But we're talking about live festival.
Esther Shore Park has one August 20th.
Do they? Outdoor.
Yes, Beer and Wine Festival.
Oh, that's right,
60 beers, 20 wines.
Oh, we're going.
Yes.
We got to go.
And it's like the weekend of the August 20th thing. And that's a live thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to look for it now.
What I never understood was why they didn't just, like, have the festivals outdoors, but have them
for
more days, spread them out more days.
Okay, here's the problem.
If you have to limit the people.
Yeah, here's the problem.
You have
people work Monday
people.
Through Friday. They have Saturday off.
But then everybody gets to have a little bit of the action.
Craft beer, wine, spirits, food, and music, August 20th through the August 22nd.
Yeah, look at that. 3 days. Friday, Saturday,
Sunday. Esther Shore Park.
I love the 3 day. The three
you know what they just had this weekend?
I'm going to go.
They had Hawaiian days this last weekend.
I know.
I
didn't go, but
my daughter went because she always goes, and she says very sparse. Very few people, very few venues and stuff there because we're still sort of not getting it yet.
Yeah.
So.
I want to go.
Hopefully by
a
month to go in August.
Yeah. We'll you can get tickets now. Eventbrite.com for the Craft Beer Wine Festival.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's not going to sell out. Hell, I might die before then. So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it would be good if I bought tickets.
No.
Don't do that. 5 p.m. When does it end? That's
nine
a big
or,
deal.
9 or 10. 9. Yeah, so.
Still have to do with the state rules.
Things are happening.
But we're getting there.
We are.
We actually need to talk to, I'm hoping we can talk to, is it going to be too late by then?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be too late. But well, if we can get into Final Draft next week, because they're going to have their.
Oh, yeah, their thing.
They're going to have their anniversary party this weekend.
Okay.
So Final Draft.
Oh, it is this weekend.
It is this weekend. So Final Draft in Vancouver, which is right next to one of John Paul's. Paul Cigars locations there in East Vancouver. They're having their anniversary. New Rad Pop beer coming out as well. The release of that as well. We're going to get some of that, but we can get maybe see if we can get there next week. That'd be fun.
You know, they just hired 2 employees.
They hired them.
That's good.
Yeah.
They're working because before it was just Kimberly and
Well, they still
Mike.
Take they still take Sundays and Mondays off.
Well, they always have, but still 5 days a week. It was 6 hour days, probably 8 hour days by the time you get there early and late. That's what you have to do. But now they got 2 employees, so now they can like
take a break. A little, yeah.
And it's getting a little busier, so sometimes you need a little help on a Friday and Saturdays.
Yeah.
So
it's, we're gonna take a really quick break, and we're gonna come back with something good and some of the things. John has some things on the table.
And I have some news about a new potential guest.
Uh-oh.
From Cincinnati.
Ohio.
Yes.
Yes, the only Cincinnati I know of.
I have actually been to Cincinnati.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a freaking cigar convention.
Did you go to a radio station called WKRP?
No, that wasn't there. I rented a tux there, though. I remember going to...
What did you need a tux for?
For the Dunhill dinner.
Oh, you had to wear a tux?
Had to wear a tux, yeah.
Fucking A. Good thing I wear...
Downtown Cincinnati. They have little sky
bridges.
That's
why I own 2 tuxes.
They have little sky bridges downtown. But the problem is they're all built old, so the air conditioning is only at, like, 82.
Ah, gross.
We're going to find out more about that right after this break.
And they have a lot of chilly places.
Can't wait.
Concentration slips away.
and they have another a lot of chili flakes.
They do. You know, that's their thing. That's their thing.
And they have a lot of chili flakes.
That's their thing. You think you've seen Starbucks in Seattle?
That's the best.
Starbucks in Seattle? The chili places. Just
can't wait, I can't wait to hear that. They have a lot of chili places. Cut music. There you go.
They do. Like a lot of them. It's the weirdest thing ever. You're just going like, geez, how come every corner has a chili place? They can eat this much chili?
I cannot get Brandon to allow me to make chili. Like,
oh.
I can make it.
Is it way better?
I know that it's gonna smell the whole house.
This is Warren Wills of craftbeerscribe.com, and you're listening to The Brew Happy Show.
I'm John Paul from Paul Cigars. Everyone knows I think craft beer is awesome, but so is my huge selection of cigars. You can get all your favorite tobacco products at any one of my conveniently placed locations in Beaverton, East Vancouver, and my headquarters store on Jansen Beach. Our wide selection of helpful staff will make your visit so very satisfying. You might even want to have a beer to celebrate. So come on in and check us out. For more information, contact us at paulcigars.net.
Hi, everybody. This is your friendly neighborhood Green Goddess Botanic, Bronwyn. Social distancing can be a challenge, but with my new green features in your business, it will not only be easy, but it will make your business beautiful. In-house care available for locals, as well as consultations for those of you far away. Contact Green Goddess Botanic for more information on how to social distance and make your business green and beautiful.
This is Casey Helwig with Imperial Yeast, and you're listening to The Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer.
Why
would I see salad dressing?
Because I sent it to you. Yeah, I sent it to you. But it was Green Goddess salad dressing.
Oh!
You remember now?
Yeah, she mentioned it. I remember her mentioning it.
Yeah, is that cool? Green Goddess salad dressing.
Yeah, she likes that. That's her favorite salad dressing.
Yeah! Well, better be.
Have you finished the fucking capping yet?
I finished it months ago.
No, but I mean, have you got that shit in there? Is it dry?
I think it is now. I was testing it today.
If it's not ready, I'm not gonna go over and visit.
Okay. He's got a huge. It's huge. No, he took this. He converted this
whole
entire.
Closet.
No, whole closet. I mean, it's a huge closet. And that's. Did you saw the picture of it, right? What he built.
It's hard to tell. It holds 147 bottles.
It's ridiculous.
Four shelves.
And he has more of that just sitting on the floor collecting dog hair. So he now has
and
to drink
I've
some.
And then I got a shelf on him. More on top of that.
By the way, this is the Foo Fighters, by the way.
Wife was asking me that too.
When you get the kit, I said, yeah, I guess it's about time. But now it's a freaking thing, like, how the hell am I going to organize freaking a jillion of them?
Yeah.
By style.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the problem is, I'll do the best I can on style, but I'm not really sure. I guess I'll leave 6 styles per shelf on 2 of them.
Yeah.
That should be
7. How many? What did I say? 4? 7. 7 by 21. 21 things crossed. But I have 12 things each row to have 2.
Wow. I see. Okay,
there we go. But like on the peat things, I think I got more than 2 rows.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot. The lower part of that.
I figured I'm starting with the
green
first.
Yeah,
that should be the most of it.
Scotch Malt Whiskey Society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two.
Show them a picture. Will you show them a picture of the space? It's huge.
It's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell, but it is a monstrous amount of shelving. But yeah, last week wow. You told me it was still tacky.
It was. It's not. I was checking it just the other day. It doesn't seem so tacky anymore.
It has been a really hot, humid week. Nothing better than sitting here watching you.
There it is.
Yeah. There it is. Show him, though.
This is it's hard to tell.
Oh, nice shelves. But nobody can see them that's listening
right now.
I know.
No one cares.
But I there's a better one. But see, I got support in the middle.
Yeah.
Because each one has to hold 600 pounds.
Yeah, wow. That's fucking
huge. Yeah. Each shelf, 600 pounds.
That's a small child's bedroom.
Good work.
Yeah. No, it's like four bunk beds.
Wow.
It is.
For very skinny children.
Yeah, for skinny children, but they can be wide. They can be wide and long. They can be up to 6 feet long. I could lay in there, dude.
Don't want it. All right, so we have a slice of Pete Heaven
yes. For
our Scotch
Malt Bunahaman
Whiskey Society feature this week.
It's heavy good. Pete.
I'm not it's good. Pretty I'm heavy not. Pete, but it's
heavy Pete.
Easy Pete.
Ooh. Yeah, it's heavy. Here's what Ryan's going to try that one.
I had that one already. The Glen Alachi.
You tried that one already?
No. Had the Glen Alachi.
He had that over at
No, not this one, though.
No, right. I know. That's why I brought a different one. He has the regular 12-year. This is the 12-year that's aged in wine cask.
Because the regular 12-year was amazing. It has a purple label. Jeremy.
This is the same actual moonshine, just in different casks.
I spilled some. It's okay.
That's okay.
It's
link it up.
You Philistine. You.
No. Yeah, that was really good. So if you get the regular.
See the little UK label on the side there?
Means you can only get it there.
Yeah. Keep going the other way. The other way.
How do you look at something and not see it?
Oh.
See?
Because it was under my hand?
Under your skin.
Yeah. That's this is some really good
slice
of Pete Heaven.
Slice
try this. Oh, you're doing the Glen Alachi.
Hey, give me the Glen Alachi again.
Yeah, okay. I'm still doing the slice of Pete Heaven.
I already had this is by Billy Walker. Billy Walker used to be at another distillery, I can't remember, forever, and so he just started this thing open with his new ideas, and he's been cranking it. It hasn't been around too long, but he's been really producing some kick-ass stuff.
That is kick-ass.
It
is good.
The Spey River.
It is good. Both of these.
Glen Electric.
Both of these spirits that you brought today are very fine.
Of course.
Ooh.
Rosa would bring them.
I'll be sleeping in no time.
Outside of Aberlour, Scotland. I was in Aberlour. Where the, you know that Siltree? There are just like distilleries around there. You can't even tell where the hell they are.
Okay.
Speaking of something that's good.
Oh, you got something good.
There you go.
It is time for the Brew News, brought to you by BrewPublic.com and NewSchoolBeer.com, where we get the Habs and the Hops here in the Brew News.
Okay.
Pretty much verbatim from those websites. Deschutes, Descendant Peach Variant, Fresh Hop, Whiskey Brut, and much more in the releases. Descendant Peach is a specialty release of an already pretty special barrel-aged Flanders-style brown ale usually released annually with cherries. This version, the Descendant, is with Oregon peaches. I'm very excited for this. The Whiskey Butte, Black Butte Porter variant, aged in whiskey barrels, will make its package debut in September in 12-ounce 4-pack bottles.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. And it's an old-school looking label. Look at that label. Look at that label. It's a cool old-school looking label.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Chasin' Freshies, the fresh hop season is right around the corner, and you know all of us here love fresh hop beers. We're going to be doing a lot of fresh hop beers this year because the hops this year have been outrageously good. We've already seen some miniature pickings. The production is great.
Wow.
So Chasin' Freshies fresh hop IPA from Schutz is going to be a bit bitier, but it's going to be banging. And then Grower Direct IPA this September, Deschutes IPA Variety Pack gets a new rotator series called Grower Direct IPA. It's a farm-to-table focused IPA, joining the Freshly Squeezed, Fresh Haze, and Symphonic Chronic. So there you go. Get some of that. And, of course, Jubilee. I don't know what to talk about that shit.
That's so hard.
It needs to get better. It needs to change. I'm sorry. That's just my personal opinion. I don't hate it. It just needs to get better. Portland Cider Company, Westside Pub and Tap Room, opening in Beaverton. Yeah, that's right. Clackamas-based, Oregon-based Portland Cider Company has announced its opening of its third location in Beavertown and on the West End District. Go ahead and get yourself a ticket into that place. It's huge. It's green on the inside.
Okay.
And it's going to be nice.
Wow.
Left Hand Brewing introduces Peanut Butter Milk Stout Nitro year-round.
Oh, I was going to say, I've definitely had it.
Yeah, it's time to go nuts. Left Hand Brewing Company industry pioneers the Nitro Beer Styles technology all year round.
I think I have some upstairs.
Yeah, this Peanut Butter Milk Stout on Nitro will be served year round from Left Hand. And it launched early 2020, but it's going to be consumed throughout the year. If you ever haven't never had it, you're going to get it.
All right.
Going to get it. Name that movie reference. Migration Brewing to release Hot Fire Volume 2 Double IPA. It's releasing the Hot Fire as of the 29th, just in a couple days. It's in 16-ounce, 4-pack cans. It's extremely limited can release. It will only be available at the Migration 4 different pubs in Portland. This is going to be one of those shop now, miss later, West Coast Double IPA. That builds off of the core IPA. It's a bold 8.5%, and double IPA, it's this gold color. It's beautiful. Lots of hops. Yakima hops. Yakima Chief hops. 6 pounds of them. Damn.
That's a lot of hops.
That's a lot of hops. Von Ebert Brewing and Steeplejack Brewing collaborate on Made of the Mist Pilsner.
Oh.
This is a modern tropical pils. It's a spritz.
I had that one.
Did you? What'd you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, we're going to have to have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a spritzy modern pils collaboration between Von Ebert and Steeplejack with integrated notes of pineapple, peach candy, leche, and black tea.
Okay.
It's, yeah, had that
it's like 4.7%. Very easy drinking. Yeah. Very easy drinking. Made of the Mist Modern Tropical Pilsner. Actually, that sounds like I could crush a few of those.
Crush it.
And then on brewpublic.com, if you guys haven't seen, they've been doing this segment, and I thought we'd talk about it. I think I mentioned it maybe one other time, but it's Whiskey Wednesdays, and although this is Brew Happy Mondays, as of last week, Whiskey Wednesday, we're featuring Virginia Distillery Company Courage and Conviction Whiskey.
Where's this at?
Virginia.
Okay.
Over a decade as a distiller, Virginia Distilling Company is gaining traction as a premier American single malt whiskey producer.
Where in Virginia?
If you let me continue to read. Courage and Conviction label is one of the various casks under the name. It's a single malt whiskey. It's located in Blue Ridge, Montana, in the Lovingston, Virginia area. The distillery has a line of American single malt whiskeys and is sold under the Courage and Conviction label. There's some good stuff happening here. The labels are really very sleek. There's a picture on brewpublic.com. If you don't believe me, go check it out. American single malt, and then they have a bourbon cask, and then they have a sherry cask, and then they have a cuvée cask that all have won awards. I think these are something that John might want to check out.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good.
And that's what I have. That's what is good.
We drank 3 pilsners.
I drank half of one.
You want more?
Yeah.
I got here. Let's pull one from my stash.
Hey, I went to the new place that was Backpedal.
It's
not Backpedal anymore.
What is it?
No, it's Road Beers.
Yeah,
was there
it's called
as well.
Road Beers. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Kyle works there.
There you go. We were there for the Timbers game.
Oh, that's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 10 Barrels just packed before the Timbers game.
Yeah,
but
they
the
got
Road
TVs
Beers,
in there.
Yeah, they have really good TVs. They have better setting, better seats.
Yeah.
It's better set up.
Yeah, what they're kind of gearing for.
Right, and they have more of a guest beers and stuff, too.
Yeah, did you see where the little brewery used to be?
Yes, there's nothing in there.
It's like a glorified shower.
Yeah, well, there's nothing in there now. They tore everything out.
Yeah.
So they're not going to ever brew there again, I'm assuming.
Not that I can foresee.
Yeah. It's probably a better idea to be like a tap room for something like that.
Yeah.
Because think about in that area, is there a tap room? No. There's Von Ebert, a brewery, 10 Barrel, a brewery, Deschutes, a brewery, Backwoods, a brewery. Mm-hmm. Where's the Bailey's? Oh, it's not there.
Nope.
Where's the McMinimums? That's a brewery.
Yeah.
So think about this.
Yeah.
Like, who's the tap room down there?
Yeah. I agree.
It's a good place.
And it's right on the new bridge thing there, going across the new. I can't believe that new bridge is freaking concrete. It's got to weigh a ton.
It's got to weigh a lot.
They got extra stoplights.
But it looks good.
It's fantastic. It works really well, too. The passage to the Timbers games was fantastic. We went to a Timbers game last Wednesday when it wasn't burning hot.
Yeah.
Oh, and boy, did I get lucky on my bet there.
Yeah.
He's going, he's getting bills. So on the bet there, so I went to the game, and we're watching the game, and the Timbers score real fast. I'm like, oh, look at this. They're heading 1-0. And then I'm watching them, and they're dominating the game. And I'm going like, oh, see. And then L.A. scored to tie it up. So then I look at what's the betting here? What's the betting line? Because I like to bet when I see games in person because I can sort of tell more.
Right.
So I'm sitting there going, Timbers look like they're really dominating. So I'm looking at the betting line, and it's like it's a -110 for LA to win. And I'm going, oh, that's great. A +150 for a tie and a +230 for a Timbers win. And I go like, Timbers are better than at home. So I put $100 on Timbers.
Yeah, you have to.
At +230. I'm going, wow, this is great. Then I watched the rest of the game, and pretty much LA dominated the game. After that, the whole time I'm going like, oh, and they outshot them 4-1. They just dominated. And then we had extra time, and I'm going, oh, my God. And sure enough, Timbers, just in the last minute of extra time, they went down there. They popped one in. They win the game at the last second. Something.
Everyone loses their mind, and you've got the money.
I made to my 100 into 330.
Hello.
Hello. But it was damn lucky because it should have been a tie.
It should have been. I saw the highlights on it.
Oh, but my God. It was just a...
LA's not a bad team.
No. No. They're apparently, really they're a way better team than Portland. It's hard to tell. I don't know who the hell's good or bad. Freaking
MLS.
Minor league soccer thing. I don't really care. That's great. I like soccer. It's a funny party.
It's a very active sport. Not a lot of violence to it.
I would say that it might be one of the more violent sports for the fans in the world.
Oh man! Especially if you're sitting in the army section. Good God!
Or just things happen.
Things do happen. You know, we also think. I was just thinking about it. We need to talk to Mr. Michael Perozzo.
Well, there you go. Well, he just opened his place.
Juice Box is
juice
open.
Box.
In
Centralia. Juice Box.
We have the Juice Box Hero.
Oh.
Oh,
got stars in my eyes. Yeah.
That's not the way that song goes, but that's okay. Anyway, I'm sure Mike would love to have us come by on a Monday.
It's Centralia?
Yeah, why not?
Centralia.
Can we get off early enough?
Here's the problem. It's not going there.
It's coming back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's
a ways.
Yeah, coming back.
It's an hour drive.
At 90 minutes.
Why all the way out in Centralia?
Because I could make it a little faster.
Well.
Maybe we do it at Trapdoor.
He just likes it there.
Let's do it at Trapdoor.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, and promote the same from Trapdoor.
Yeah,
there you
Michael,
go.
Michael, I'm going to get a hold of you if you don't hear this first.
Yeah.
Or we could go up there on a Sunday.
And do the show then?
Yeah.
That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, because you know what?
It's true.
You know what we could hit? It's not that much farther away.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Thirsty Sasquatch?
No.
Matchless?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's in Olympia.
You know, we can just do this any weekend, you guys.
I know. And Matchless is open on Sundays.
But I usually spend my
Sundays I have free.
I usually spend my Sundays with my wife and child. So it would have to be one of those Sundays, like in September when I'm not.
So bring them.
I usually do my Sundays with my spend the time with my yard, but
your wife and your other child's your yard.
My yard.
Yeah, yard.
I would love to get drunk with your wife. I think she's probably so funny.
She
puts up some pretty amusing posts.
Does she throw up?
No, but she can't. She. Her tolerance is so low.
That's what I mean. She should be a good throw upper.
Okay. No, she won't throw up.
Oh, dude, I will. I'll do it in a heartbeat. I feel bad. I run over there and go, I'm taking care of business right now.
Tolerance has been so low.
But she knows, and she knows I talk about her, so I wouldn't say anything really bad about her on the show. But the thing about it is because of being pregnant, and then we had the baby, and then we were in COVID. She likes to go out to bars and have cocktails and dress up and
of course
and So
party down.
Yeah, she probably misses it.
She likes to just go out and drink. She doesn't necessarily like to stay home, but every once in a while we'll make drinks and have cocktails and then, or have open up bottles of wine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We do that too.
But it's like she'll have like one or two glasses of wine. She's like, I think I need to go to bed now.
Yep.
And she's like, it's
easier to go to bed at home.
Oh, it's so much easier to go to bed at home when you're
because you don't get the energy of the place.
Right, 45 feet away from.
Because I'm rolling it all the fast Sasquatch anytime you want.
It. Right.
Then once I go home, I just go.
Okay, night.
Foop.
Yeah. But so her she doesn't imbibe as much as I do, even on a regular basis because I have a fridge full of beers all the time. I'm like, I'm gonna have a beer.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay, great. Have that's nice, dear. But. I am very conscious of how much she drinks when we are out because I'm like, I think you're good. She's like, I don't think you're right. And I was like, I'm watching you, and you definitely should be done. And usually by the end of the night when we get home, she's like, you're right. I should have been done.
That's when she should go throw up. She'll feel so much better in the morning.
You know what? It's not actually necessarily even just throw up. She's like, I probably shouldn't have had that last one.
Right, that's what I mean.
John is all about that purge.
Yeah, well, because you go like, your body's telling you,
mm-hmm.
We don't need this one. So I go like, okay, I'll take care of it for you.
Throw it out.
Burp.
All right.
Jesus. I don't got anything else.
Yeah, anything else, guys? Now that we've covered all the bases.
I'll make sure and bring her along the next time we all go out, though. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Party
yeah.
down.
Be fun to have her along. But yeah.
Yeah, we can smoke cigars. We'll get her to smoke cigars.
Oh, that yeah, won't maybe not.
Why?
Yay. Why don't we just start at.
You really wanted to puke?
Hanging out at trap doors.
Dude, I would never give her a cigar she would puke on.
Okay. No, it would be a light colored Connecticut wrapper.
There you go, exactly.
I don't think she. I still don't think she would do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll ask her. I'll report back next week.
Yeah,
she needs to be more diversified.
Eagerly anticipate her reply.
You don't, and fuck you.
Yeah,
because it doesn't fucking matter.
I love you.
Oh shit.
And I love you, listener. If you are still listening to this show at this point, I'm very grateful.
Hour and 20 minutes.
Oh my god. But yeah, we do this show for you. So give us feedback anytime you want. Reach out to us on social media to find out what we look at like and what we're drinking looks like. Reach out on social media. Let us know where you are in the world, where you are in the Bruniverse, what you're drinking, and where you're drinking
it.
Why
Ohio?
Do you like it there? Yeah, if you're in Connecticut, or if you're no
Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Let us know.
Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh yeah, that's in Ohio.
My favorite city.
Yeah. Anybody in Ohio, if you're in the entire state of Ohio and you're listening to the show, tell us what beer is available other than Coors, Budweiser, and Miller, and we will send you a
old style.
I will send you a glass, piece of glassware. Yes, yes, I will. I love you. I don't just like you. I love you, and I want to have a beer with you. Until next week, keep brewing, but. Brew happy. Cheers.
This production is brought to you by Knowledge Multimedia and Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource. For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, PaulCigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, brew happy, drink responsibly. Cheers.
Like our guest, our future guest.
Right.
We'll get there.